It's an all-ages edition of our studio sessions today with drummer Ryan Lepich and his quintet. A multiple award winner at Essentially Ellington and other jazz competitions, Ryan just graduated from Montlake Terrace High School, and he's off to study music at the University of Colorado in the fall. He's a known quantity on the Northwest jazz scene, gigging around Seattle with his own band, studying with drummers like Jeff Hamilton, Steve Korn, and Michael Shreve. And today's band includes Joel Steinke and Jacob Krieger on soprano and tenor saxophones, Leo Folsom and Luis Ross at the piano and bass. Please help me welcome the Ryan Lepich Quintet.
Thank you.
Ryan Lepich Quintet live in the studios here at KPLU. The recent high school grad is behind the drums there. On saxophones, we've got Joel Steinke and Jacob Krieger on soprano and tenor. Leo Folsom, Luis Ross at the piano and bass. Ryan, tell me a little bit about getting into the drums. I understand it was first trombone for you. What was the impetus for you to pick up the drums? Who are your favorite drummers growing up?
Yeah, I started playing trombone in fifth grade, and shortly after that, I saw the high school play at our school, and I saw the drummer and just thought, you know, I really want to do that. That's really, really cool. So some of my favorite drummers, I guess, are Jeff Hamilton, Philly Joe Jones, Mel Lewis.
Was it jazz first for you, or were some of your first favorite bands more rock and roll? Or
yeah, growing up, I started listening to a lot of rock and roll, like Led Zeppelin, I guess, is the first thing that comes to mind.
Good drummer in that band, I guess.
Yeah. But very quickly, I guess in middle school, I was exposed to jazz, and I just jumped right in, and I've loved it ever since. So.
Montlake Terrace High School Jazz Band, pretty decent school band, winning competitions here and around the country. Tell us about working in that band and what that development was like for you.
Man, that's been amazing. Just all the opportunities we got in themselves. You know, we got to travel to so many amazing places and work with so many amazing artists, you know, when we traveled and just at home, you know, inviting people into our school. So, you know, all the information and music I've learned has been truly amazing from Montlake Terrace.
And I know you've done a lot of studying outside of the high school setting, especially up at Centrum in Port Townsend, the Centrum Jazz Port Townsend Festival and workshop every year. Mm-hmm. And that's where you met a lot of these guys, is that right?
Yeah, this group kind of happened by chance for playing in the studio today. Yeah, I met a lot of them at Centrum. Some of them I was hired to sub for them. Some of them I hired to sub for me. And some of them were just, you know, mutual friends. So, but these are people I love playing with, and that's why I wanted them here today. So,
fantastic. Let's hear another tune from this band. That last one, Gingerbread Boy, and this next, another Woody Shaw tune, Katarina Ballerina, live on KPLU. Take it away, fellas. Thank you. Drummer Ryan Lepich and his quintet live in the studios here at KPLU. It's Joel Steinke and Jacob Krieger on soprano and tenor saxophones, Leo Folsom, Luis Ross at the piano and bass. I know we've talked a little bit about how you've worked with some great drummers like Jeff Hamilton, Ulysses Owens. You've also had a chance to work with Wynton Marsalis and Wycliffe Gordon. And I wonder if you could talk about working with the professional musicians around Seattle and what it's been like to deal with the local Northwest scene.
Yeah, that's been really amazing. They've been really supportive, not only of like teaching, but then getting us to come out and play with them in different environments. So that's been really cool. You know, just recently I've gotten to play with Kareem Candy and Delvon Lamar in Tacoma. But, you know, people like Don Clement, John Haymar, Mark Taylor, they've just all been very supportive and, you know, really trying to get us, you know, the younger generation to come up and play with them and, you know, continue the art form.
Fantastic. Now, you guys feel free to pipe in on this next question. I would love to know what a practice section looks like with this band getting together. Is it a lot of working on standards or writing or jamming? What goes on, Joel?
Well, we get together around midday or whenever Leo decides to show up. You know, we're pretty diligent. We definitely have moments where we're kind of screwing around. I think we watched only like 5 YouTube videos yesterday, so that was a record for us. But I mean, when it comes to working, we get down to it. And we're very serious about our craft, and we spend a lot of time doing this, probably more so than any other hobby we do. And I hope it shows. Well, a lifestyle, yeah. I hope it shows, though, because we do put a lot of work in.
And does it feel like this is the Ryan Lepich Quintet? Is he the boss, Jacob? Is he putting his foot down, saying, "You got to snap together, man"? Or
oh
you're
man!
Fined.
No man! No, not at all. It's definitely a collaborative effort, and just working with these 4 other guys has been really great. I've learned a lot. It's shown me all these different, you know, all this different music that I hadn't heard of before, just getting to explore different things. And it's very much a collaborative thing. It's not the Ryan Lepic Quintet. It's a group.
Ryan, I know you're headed off to college next year, University of Colorado, and I wonder if you could tell me what your expectations are. You plan on doing, I'm sure, a lot of work in school, but have you also scouted out the jazz clubs in the scene?
Yeah, so just to clarify, it's the University of Northern Colorado.
Northern Colorado.
In Greeley. And so, yeah, there are a couple jazz clubs nearby that I've heard of. I haven't been able to visit them yet, but there's, I think, two or three in Denver, and there's one or two not too far away from Greeley, the school, where the school is. So I hear a lot about students going out to jam sessions weekly. So I hear there's a lot of opportunity for playing music. Yeah.
Fantastic. We are expecting great things from you. So come back on your summer break next time and bring these guys around. We got time for one more song. This is the Ryan Lepic Quintet live in the studios here at KPLU.